אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info.
כתבי בעל הסולם הוא 380.
So again, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah.
We just have to say that this is an article that Baal HaSulam was able to publish to everybody. He wrote them in order to just scatter them all over the nation of Israel and the whole world, meaning with no limitations. That's why we have to see this as his plea to the general public. And there's probably a very important message here, and essential, because when the article came out, so right away they started working against them, those special forces. Yes.
Matan Torah. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great klal, rule, in the Torah. 1. This statement of our sages demands explanation. The word klal, which means collective but also rule, indicates a sum of details that when put together from that collective, form that collective. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, that is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 mitzvot in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding mitzvot between man and man. But how can that single mitzvah contain all the mitzvot between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
Meaning, the mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself covers the entire Torah. And the Torah, since it speaks about the man's obligation in this world, meaning man has no more than, no other goal, but only to reach love thy friend as thyself. How? We don't know. Why? We don't know. But the Torah determines that this is the rule that must be before man as a purpose. Yes. According to this, everything is calculated towards him. According to this, he advances in life. According to this, he gets reward and punishment in this world, the next world. All according to his coming closer to keeping this rule of love thy friend as thyself. Yep.
Item 2. If we can still strain to find some way to reconcile their words, there comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came to Hillel and told him, teach me the whole of the Torah while I'm standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, don't do to your friend. The translation of love your friend as yourself. And the rest is its commentary. Go study.
Meaning, what is the difference between a Gentile and a Jew? That the Gentile doesn't keep love thy friend as thyself, and the Jew does. And the rest, you can go and learn, but there is no other difference.
Here before us is a clear law that in all 612 mitzvot and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. Since he specifically says, the rest is its commentary, go study.
meaning go and study.
This means that the rest of the Torah is interpretations of that one mitzvah, that the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
Meaning the entire Torah, as much as it's written in there, it's an ocean. And all the actions and corrections we have to do, and from here, Togmal Tikkun, and everything there is all in all to attain love thy friend as thyself. Clear, right? Any doubts, questions, yeah?
Before we started studying Matan Torah, you said something very exciting. You said that Bala Sulam wanted to pass it on to the public, and there were these special forces working against him. Now, my question is, we, Bnei Baruch, as the students of Bala Sulam that really want to pass it on to the public, if you can give us some advice, how can we correctly express love another as thyself as a ten, as students of Bala Sulam? Do we do it only in our connection? Because I also remember you said that he said he'd even talk to rocks if they'd listen. So in terms of the way we explain it, as is students that really want for this to happen, how do we do it?
If you really want it, so you can go talk to rocks. I have nothing else to say in any possibility.
Can you elaborate?
No, that's not for now. Yeah.
Bala Sulam says, teach me all the Torah while I'm standing on one foot. And he said, don't do to others what you hate. And it says, the translation of love your friend as yourself. Bala Sulam wrote this, meaning.
Yeah.
So, because these are two, like, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. It sounds like midway.
Correct. Because here we're speaking to someone that isn't even on the path, and in order to enter the path, they tell you, don't do bad to the others. That's correcting the bestowing in order to bestow. That you're not doing any good or any bad, but nothing. Like Chafetz Chesed. And afterwards, love thy friend as thyself is already do it in order to bestow. True, he explains it in a different place. Because he emphasizes that it's about a person that comes to become Jewish, supposedly. He has nothing to do with anything to bestow, so he's given half the path. Meaning, you can't wave that flag of love thy friend as thyself. Nobody's going to listen. But let's try to not harm each other. That, yeah. So, you have to speak to values that the public can understand and swallow.
Item 3. Before we delve into the heart of the matter, we must observe that mitzvah, since we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself. Not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli nation, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs. This is utterly impossible, for not many can testify their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates.
Meaning, on one hand, the Torah says, love thy friend as thyself. You must love each and every person in the world and just towards him be corrected above your ego to each and every one. On the other hand, it's clear that it's impossible. But also, on the other hand, they say, the Torah doesn't exaggerate. You really need to keep the law of love thy friend as thyself towards every person in the world, and it's not an exaggeration. So how can we reach such a thing that it's impossible? It's impossible to do, and it's not an exaggeration. So what is the solution?
For it warns us to not add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision. Item 4. And if this is still not enough for you, I will tell you that the simple explanation of that mitzvah of loving your fellow person is even harsher. For we must put the needs of our friends before our own. It is written in the Tosfot, in the name of the Jerusalem, regarding the verse, because he is happy with you, said about a Hebrew slave. When sometimes he has but one pillow, if he lies on it himself and does not give it to his slave, he does not observe, because he is happy with you. For he is laying on a pillow and the slave on the ground. If he does not lay on it and does not give it to the slave as well, it is sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his slave while the master himself lies on the ground.
So love thy friend as thyself is expressed by giving, that I must supply each and everyone, everything he needs. How will I take it? Where will I get that from? We don't understand. But I must have a desire for that, just open and ready for it. Yeah?
We also find the same rule in the verse about the measure of loving others, for here too the text compares the satisfaction of the friend's needs to the satisfaction of one's own needs, as with the example of because he is happy with you, regarding the Hebrew slave. Thus here too, if he has but one chair and his friend does not, the law is that if he sits on it and does not give it to his friend, he breaks the mitzvah of your friend as yourself, since he is not fulfilling the needs of his friend as he fulfills his own. If he does not sit on it, and also does not give it to his friend, it is as evil as sodomite rule. Therefore, he must let his friend sit on it while he himself will sit on the ground or stand. Clearly, this is the law regarding all the needs that one has and one's friend lacks.
So here he's explaining the severity of this law of love thy friend as thyself. You give everything you have to each and everyone in the world with love and happiness, and whatever you're left with doesn't even matter. You have to fill everybody with everything you can. That is the law that the Torah is intending to bring humanity. That is the purpose of creation, that love will be unconditional to everybody with no limitations. Obviously, it comes gradually, and a person must see himself as an instrument, as a means for correction and fulfillment of all of humanity. Why are we told about this in such a way to explain what our system of interconnection has to be like? What this 10 called a soul has to have to include everyone together in one system? That we are pushed into the system, whether we want it or not. And in it, we will have to keep this to implement it. What laws work there? What should we advance towards in our desire and in our exertion? Otherwise, we will advance through the path of suffering. Yeah?
I thought that the only thing that you have to provide the friends with is uplifted spirits, a good mood.
Later on, we'll say what a good mood or everything they're lacking means. Benches and chairs, I don't know what. You must express your love by feeling what the friend is lacking, and then you can supply him with it. That's it. Should I increase it by helping him reaching the meaning of life? If you're with him in a spiritual system, or should you supply it to everybody what they're lacking in corporeality, if you're speaking about all of humanity? So we'll talk about that later, but for sure, there must be a society, a system, corrected, also in a corporeal fulfillment and a spiritual fulfillment as one. But we're speaking about the role of the system, the future of the system, that you must see it in such a way. You can't keep on a spiritual plane what you're thinking about without doing it in the corporeal branch. It is possible in something, but that's not the way the correction is expressed. It's expressed in two worlds.
When does my care in the heart turn into care for the friends? We're not going to talk about this now, says Rav, but certainly what he says, that everything that the Mishnah says about love another as thyself, for he feels good with you, and don't do to others what you hate, all these things really have to exist in this world too. Therefore, you can read The Last Generation and everything that Bala Sulam says about this. This is something very serious. But it doesn't mean that we're on the verge of it.
Now go and see if this mitzvah is any way feasible. Number 5. We must first understand why the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation.
Okay, this is the next stage, Yeshua.
If love thy friend as thyself is the law, the rule of all the Torah.
This is the goal in which the Torah sees itself in only as a guiding force, as a supporting force, in order to correct mankind and bring it to a corrected system called the one soul.
That's clear. Why did Kabbalists hide this mitzvah, conceal it? Why isn't it in the Ten Commandments?
Kabbalists didn't hide it every time there was a struggle over it. And they cried and they demanded for this to happen. But starting from Abraham and on, all the Kabbalists, until Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech and everything that happened there, in this entire 1,000-year process, in the land of Israel and in Babylon, and the Babylonian exile, and then in returning to Israel again, it was all a struggle over love another as thyself. And you can find this in many of the sources. But again, because the direction was clear on part of nature, and Kabbalists, like Rabbi Akiva said, knew, like he said, we have to reach the destruction, we have to cope with it, deal with it, but along with it, we have to know that The direction is to break us, and through the great exile of the 2,000 years, to bring us to the state that will be revealed in the 20th century. That there we will begin our correction. And before that, it all comes in order to receive the Torah, the upper light, and be broken by it. And that's what happened. Now, there are many excerpts about it. We can study this. What happened is natural. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah why was it supposed to be this way. It was like Adam HaRishon, who was created in Galgal Da'anayim in the vessels of Bestol and then broke, went through the sin in order to correct himself. Same thing here. The same small quantity of people called Yashar Kel Israel, meaning those aimed straight at the Creator, they went through a certain correction, first of all by integrating in Egypt, being integrated with the vessels of Egypt, as it says, they came out with great property. These kelim came out with them. They disconnected from the will to receive of Egypt, and it's not yet the final will to receive that has to be revealed in our times. They fled Pharaoh. They don't take Pharaoh, but only his kelim a bit. Like he later tells us that we have to integrate only with the kelim of Purim. And therefore, all the corrections that we go through, it's only in order to correct Israel, in order to be the transition, so that they will really know how to receive the Torah. And the reception of the Torah is truly the reception of the upper light in order to actualize, realize, love another as thyself. And they couldn't realize it, not even back then in the times of Rabbi Akiva, because it was already clear that only in the Galgal Ta'anayim of Israel, this is where they are, and they have to reach connection with the Achab. And then, when they broke, then now they're ready. All of those broken kelim, they're ready for their final correction. And along with correcting themselves and restoring themselves back to their connection, according to what Bala Sulam says in the introduction to the book of Zohar, they will do good to all of mankind. It's the correction of the kelim. And we can learn more and more about this in all different forms and shapes. But the process that we're going through, all in all, we're in a part of this long process that began. And today we have to correct the so-called Israel. First of all, those that yearn for connection. And along with it, to the extent to which we correct ourselves, along with it, we correct the nations of the world. And here's the question. By what stages will we be able to cause the correction of the world? It's a question, because if we only correct the Galgal Ta'anayim, we don't influence the world. If we correct our Achab, then we can already integrate with the Chisaron of the nations of the world. Or furthermore, without the Chisaron of the nations of the world, we will not be able to correct our Achab. And the shattering was made especially for the Achab. Therefore, we have to care for the external dissemination, not only among the people of Israel, but among mankind as a whole, for us to have a Chisaron for it. And from that chisaron, we will also correct ourselves, because we can't simply demand the correction for ourselves as though we want correction. When we correct ourselves, we don't give the Creator contentment by it. The Galgalta and Enayim, these are not vessels that bestow to the Creator. They do, but these aren't vessels that devote themselves to the Creator. It's only by the Achap. Therefore, the entire correction, the greatness of the correction, is in the Achap. This is something that we have to know and not forget about. Yes.
A Kabbalist doesn't have natural love towards the others. It's something above his nature, right?
Certainly. Where can you take it from? No one's born righteous or corrected or an angel. The contrary. The higher a Kabbalist's soul is, the more cumbersome, coerce, deaf to bestow and love of others that he is. He's very heavy, very hard. You can't penetrate him. He's really entirely a stony heart.
So in what does he love the Creator exactly? How can he even love the Creator?
By the corrections.
But for what? Why is there even a desire to...
Along with it, against the stony heart, he has a point in the heart that's burning. But still, the heart is very hard.
On what point does he grab on in order to use the others to bestow contentment to the Creator, and that it won't be egoistic, because to be above his natural desire? How can he build such an equation?
Mister, this is all from above. Where's Doron? He was here today.
Disappeared?
Ask him, what did he hear about me? Yes, Baruch.
Is there an example in our relationship in the 10, which is called the Sodom, Midat Sodom?
Not following these. We don't know.
How can I check my attitude?
So examine as it is, without the entire attitude to stone, and so on. He only says that this is also ruled out, that if you don't touch the other, it's ruled out. But I wish that this is how everyone would relate to each other. It's on the way to correction. So we have this kind of state there too, where we don't want to harm the other, but we also don't want to touch the other. And in general, I don't care what happens with the other, as long as it's not related to me.
And there's a degree of don't do evil to your friend. Can I check our relationships in the 10? Can we do it, not do it, or is there not such a thing?
I can't simply answer it in a word.
Why one word? We have a lot of cases in the 10.
So, these many cases, examine them and do what you have to.
And about the chair, my friend gives me the chair. How can I receive the chair if I know that he doesn't have one? Is that love?
We're talking about giving, not about receiving.
But practically, there's two people. One, there are two sides.
I don't know, practically wise. Again, you're not asking to the point. You're cunning Odessa questions. I can't stand them. You learn what you have to do. That's it. This what a friend's lacking, this what you have to do. And it's not in order to implement in practice. But he's telling you what you have to do. And if the friend won't feel comfortable, and if, I don't want to hear these things. We first of all have to do what he says.
The whole work of the Kabbalist is to correct his attitude. All the corrections are actually correcting my relation, my attitude.
Yeah.
The more a Kabbalist advances,
the correction of the attitude, it's tikkun, masach, or chozer, zibugdaka, everything.
And the more he advances, his heart becomes stronger, he gets closer to the stony heart.
Well, what do we have as a result? Harder, easier. On the other hand, you better understand, feel more, you're inside.
If I become more stiff, hard, I love the others less the more I advance, according to what I understand.
It's not exactly the... It's not exactly a sign that you're advancing, that you hate more. No. Moscow. A question from the friend. He read this article to people and he got many questions. And the question was, where does it say love another as thyself concretely? What number of mitzvah is it?
I have 613 desires that I have to correct in order to bestow to the others. That's called the Tariag Mitzvot, the 613 Mitzvot. What, they don't know this? They can't explain this? The fact that Baal HaSulam writes it, the article at the end of part one of the introduction to the book of Zohar. Oh, I'm sorry. Feeling like this today. We'll continue tomorrow. I'll feel better. Yeah, let's end here.
Thank you to all of our viewers. Have a good day and a good night. And the Kabbalah Alam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lectures tomorrow in Kfar Blum and Kfar Saba on the 21st. Further details, contact us. And Unity Event, 20th of January, 6 p.m. We'll meet for a Unity Event. The Kabbalah Alam Radio will accompany us on our way there and on our way back. You have to register. And let's sing.
מה הולך מסביבנו? לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. שני